what do you think of this, Wilma? Mighty funny.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Oh, my God.
I happen to have Mr. McLuhan right here.
You complete me.
Milk was a bad choice.
So a lot of movies to talk about this morning. Rafer Guzman, takeaway movie correspondent and film critic for Newsday, is here in the studio. Before we get to the releases on Friday, you raised an interesting point that America's longest war has had a remarkably limited impact on films. Aside from the film Restrepo, which was nominated for an Oscar, and sadly we no longer have with us Tim Hetherington, one of the directors of that movie.
Right.
He died in Libya, another war the U.S. Right. is involved in. Why do you think that is, Afghanistan not featuring?
I think the problem is that it's a very polarizing war, and I think there are polarizations within the polarizations. I think it's very hard to find somebody who has a clear idea of what's happening in Afghanistan and who has a clear stance on Afghanistan.
Oddly, the consensus that things went terribly awry in Iraq helps the writing of screenplays.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, you know, Iraq, for whatever strange reason, seems to be much sexier to Hollywood. You'll find many more Iraq movies than you will Afghanistan movies. It's got higher name recognition for whatever reason.
And yet, Afghanistan is America's longest war.
Right.
The war of politics is sort of on tap for the Ides of March. George Clooney and Ryan Gosling. Let's hear a clip.
It says we're going to help people get an education. We're going to create national unity. We're going to teach young people a trade. And we're going to get them out of debt for their college loans. Now, where does that fail?
Oh, that's exactly right, Governor. It's just, if you're going to do it, do it. Make it mandatory, not voluntary.
That'll pull well.
I love the premise of this movie, and I love the cast of this movie. Does it work?
You know, it doesn't quite for me. And I think one of the reasons is because this movie harks back to the Clinton sex scandal more than anything else. And I was expecting something a little more relevant to what's happening today. That seems like a very old-fashioned idea of corruption in politics to me. I feel like there's a lot more complicated stuff going on these days.
The Hollywood ads would have me believe that a movie about a big steel robot is going to get me weeping.
Still had human fighters, human bodies, so couldn't give the people what they really wanted. True, no holds barred violence. So, the next logical step, get the humans out of there and let the machines kill each other.
So is this Real Steel, Rock'em Sock'em Robots meets Million Dollar Baby?
Yeah, basically it is. It's very hard to tell what's going on in this movie. Although I like Hugh Jackman, I think the problem is boxing robots. How interesting can that possibly be?
Who are we
rooting for? No,
I want to take my son. It does not work.
I mean, okay, your son, if your son plays video games and he likes
10-year-old
flashing lights, he'll loud noises, flashing lights, he'll probably be with it.
So then Rafer Guzman, is it a parent killer? Will I come out of this?
I think you're going to feel it. I think you're going to feel
it. I'm going to feel it a little bit.
2 hours.
All right. Not a good recommendation either for the Ides of March or for Real Steel, two movies we talked about on takeaway.org. Rafer Guzman, takeaway movie correspondent and film critic for Newsday. Have a great weekend.
You too.